Ruth, familiarity to faith. It is the faith of a foreigner, Rahab, who plays a role in aiding Israel to conquer the Promised Land. It is the faith of another foreigner, Ruth, who brings perspective back in a time of spiritual dryness. Ruth eventually becomes the daughter-in-law of Rahab, forming the godly line that kings, including Jesus, emanate. Ruth originates from the condemned Moabites, Genesis 19, 36, 37, who arose out of Lot's incestual relationship. Ruth's father-in-law Elimelech leaves Bethlehem, the house of bread, to stay supposedly temporary in Moab with his family. They dig roots deeper while Israel is facing attacks from Amalekites as well as famine, probably a result of turning away from God. His sons marry Moabite women. He and his sons eventually die. Ruth's experience with this family, seeing their priorities and catastrophes, could not have added much ammunition to her faith. The love she shared with her mother-in-law alone was not strong enough to fuel her choice to return with her to Bethlehem. So what was really the driver of her choice? It is a deep faith and strong accountability to God seen in her statement. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. Ruth 1:17. This is visible as Boaz says, may you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Ruth 2:11 and 12. Accountability to God transforms perceptions, choices, attitude, and actions. Perception. Clearly, Ruth's perception towered over that of her Israelite family. She saw beyond the Moabite condemnation and widowhood an opportunity to be a part of God's people. She saw beyond a futile future as Naomi did, a glorious heritage. Choices. While Elimelech chose food over his faith, his children chose foreigners over their faith, and Naomi chooses a familiar place as opposed to foreigners, only Ruth made the brave choice to embark on a journey of faith. Attitude. Her humble serving attitude in Israel, enabling her to glean for her food, demonstrates her commitment to her calling. Actions. Not only does she choose, she executed her choice well. Are we able to view situations from the eternal perspective, to abandon our comfort zone, to dive into the path chosen for us by God, to sacrifice the good to gain the best? Ruth makes and wins a position in biblical history.